Country Bob FM.
Whoa.
Bob Almanac. It sounds more violent than it actually
is.
Yeah,
it is. I agree.
The microphones make it sound much more than it really is. This date in history, the Bob Almanac Friday edition, November 17th, 321st day of the year. Ben, this date, 1800, after a 10-year stay in Philadelphia, I had forgotten that our capital was in Philadelphia for 10 years.
That's right. It wasn't
that
long.
Run. Yeah, 10-year run. Of course, it started, I think, in New York, a.k.a. Yorktown. No, New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam.
Then it was New York, right?
Correct.
Before we bought it from the Dutch.
Yep.
The 6th Congress convened in the not-yet-completed Capitol building in Washington, D.C. First time, the Senate of the 6th Congress. So it was New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Were there any other cities where the Capitol was at any point in time in history? Those are the three that come to mind for me.
That's all I got.
Boston, maybe?
No.
Poughkeepsie.
I don't think. Might have been there.
1928. Boy, Notre Dame went 23 years without losing a home football game until today.
How's that? That's impressive.
That's a 23-year. Doesn't say here who they lost to.
I know. I saw that,
Gophers?
Too. Yeah. I don't think.
Was Bernie Bierman coaching in the 20s?
Might not have been. But
I long for those days.
Mm-hmm.
They have not won a Big Ten title in my lifetime. Last
yeah.
Big Ten title was what, late 60s?
66 or 67, something,
yeah.
67 I
yeah.
think.
That's a long time.
That's
and
a
I don't,
dry run.
And
yeah.
I don't see it happening anytime in the future with what's happening in college football. The haves and the have-nots.
It's looking like no chance.
Right. 1945 on this date. Hey, what do you think of that? The Birds on this date in 1945. They had not yet formed, but you know what did form in 45?
Casper, the friendliest
oh,
ghost.
Oh, really?
Ghost you
that
know.
Long ago.
Casper, the friendly ghost, made his debut.
Cartoon theme time.
Yeah, it was a movie. It was a theatrical short, as they did back in the day. He was a friendly ghost, too. He didn't want to spook anybody.
No.
1945. And that's been a nice, long... They did a Casper movie.
Yeah, for sure. Not
which that was one of the Pullmans or the Paxtons, was it? One
right.
of the Bills.
One of the Bills.
And I can't remember which one. How about in 68, this date?
Then the Jets' Jim Turner kicked a 26-yard field goal. And the Jets had the lead with 1 minute, 5 seconds left. NBC turned off the uncompleted game in favor of a kiddie special called Heidi.
Yeah, it's the Heidi game.
I was watching, and
you
I
were.
Was not pleased.
How could you be?
I was not pleased.
You were 10.
Kurt Gowdy, I think, was on the call, yeah. Or maybe it was Charlie Jones.
No, it was Kurt Gowdy.
It was
Kurt Gowdy, because there's actual video, the actual coverage of the game. They've got that. It's on YouTube. You can watch what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so was it Daryl LaMonica?
Yeah, Daryl LaMonica for the Raiders.
It was who threw the touchdown pass, and at the end, 43-42, the Raiders beat the Jets.
We didn't see it.
Nope. We're watching Heidi, which is, all due respect to Heidi. What a great movie it was.
And, of course, Daryl LaMonica's nickname?
The Mad Bomber.
Mad Bomber, right.
So
he liked to throw the ball around.
And it's another indication. We just talked about yesterday, 1969, Richard Nixon. First ever president to go to an actual NFL football game.
Right.
You know, in-season game. So, and then 68, NBC cuts away for Heidi.
Oops.
I mean, the NFL at that point just wasn't what it is now. You can't even imagine it now.
No. Heidi would be pushed.
A president wouldn't dare do some kind of an address to the country during an NFL football game. Just wouldn't dare do it. That's how big it is. And then, of course, I get a call from Taylor Swift, such as the Kansas City Chiefs game. You don't want that.
No.
1979, this date on television.
Do you believe a thing can be inherently evil? Marston House, for instance.
How do you like that old house?
Needs work, but we have time.
They want to drink your blood, Neil. Really? Salem's Lot.
Oh.
Premiered on this date. Stephen King's. You must face the master.
Salem's Lot.
Oh, something all just happens
since I came here.
So,
shocked to know I didn't watch it.
Why wouldn't you? Right. I mean, you don't like scary movies, do you?
Really,
you're very,
I don't.
You think some episodes of Scooby-Doo, Where Are You, were scary.
Oh, yeah.
So, Stephen King's novel, Salem's Lot, I watched it, loved it. And it was, David Soul and Lance Kerwin were the heroes as they had to go seek out the master.
Wow.
And Salem's Lot debuted on this date. That's another one I think
Sounds
they redid.
Intense.
It is. For TV, it was. When they showed the house where the master lived, and then he was down in his wooden coffin down in the cellar, oh my goodness.
Oh boy.
As a 9-year-old, that's scary.
Yeah, I'll bet it was.
You were too busy. Well, you in 79, you were probably out, you're out roughhousing with your crew.
Right.
You're out tossing dimes. And
I was in Clinton, Iowa.
You were shooting dice and tossing dimes, knocking over liquor stores, those kind of things.
Right.
1979 Salem's
Lot.
Another
liquor store went down.
It did. 1981.
Well, you're fine when you bite into McDonald's McRib sandwich. You'll find McRib in the middle is swimming in sauce.
It's McRib.
Tender pork on a homestyle bun with pickle and a taste of onion.
If that's not Lee Greenwood, I don't know.
Sure sounds like it.
Tastes like a no bones barbecue. You deserve a break today.
McRib cooked up McDonald's way.
I'd have to do some research on that, but boy, did that sound like Lee Greenwood. McRib made its first ever appearance this date in 1981. It still comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
They've never made it a permanent part of their menu.
Yeah.
Speaking of not being permanent, McRib, I don't know if there's any real meat in it.
I don't know. I don't think there ever has been. I'm not a fan. I tried it when it first came out. Didn't like it.
Little bits of real rib meat.
Right.
And real rib, too. Probably the bone in there a little bit as well. But they lather it up in the sauce enough. And you put enough barbecue sauce on anything.
Right.
That's kind of their theory there. But they sure do it. They do a nice job to make it look like a rib.
For sure. They put the brown marks on it. And, I don't know. It's no good.
The McRib, 1981. 1991 on this date. Sad day in the NFL. This was the date that Mike Utley was paralyzed. He was the Detroit Lions lineman who just a very, kind of pedestrian kind of play. His head just got tilted a little bit in the wrong direction. And I remember watching that game or seeing the coverage of it, and he was paralyzed.
You almost watch and you wonder how it doesn't happen more often.
True. Exactly.
It's such a violent game.
That was 91 for the Detroit Lions. You know, that's the last year they won a playoff game.
Ooh, it's been that long?
It's been that long. The Lions have not. They've been in the playoffs, but they haven't won a playoff game since 91.
Well, right now, it looks like they're going to get a chance this year.
And I think 93 was the last time they won the division. So, we're talking 30 years. If they win, and of course that's the different division. That was the NFC Central back then in the early 90s. How about this Blue Man Group thing? Remember Blue Man Group? They're still around.
Yeah.
They do and use real strange things to make noise. They use pipes, PVC, garbage cans. Any guess what they're using here?
No.
Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, wow.
They put Cap'n Crunch in their mouth, and they make music, Neil. That, you could do that.
Right. I mean, the first time I saw it, I just assumed it was a few guys that lost a bet, and they were forced into this.
Forced into this, put the blue paint on and everything.
Right, yeah. I didn't
They've
get it.
Got, like, how many, I don't know, probably dozens of guys that do it.
Right.
There's not just three or four blue men.
Yeah.
They have blue men everywhere that go out and tour.
Right.
And I thought they were more recent, but they actually debuted on this date, first ever show in 1991.
Mm. Yeah, I would not have thought it was that long.
So you think you would go to a Blue Man Group, watch it, and you wouldn't be, you'd be unimpressed?
I don't
with
know.
What they do, with what they work with?
I'd probably be, moderately impressed.
Okay, very good. You'd be jealous because you think I could do that.
I'm out.
You could take your sewer pipe and make some music.
Yeah.
Today we need to remember Florida Evans.
Oh, for sure.
I can't get over it. How'd you do it?
Oh, it was easy. The blouse is from your old blue, the skirt is from your old red, and the belt is from the old sofa. Boy, Ma, you don't waste nothing. I got a few on the old bedroom curtains used to be my shorts.
Oh, JJ, you know, what can I say? So Esther Roll passed away on this date. Say it with me, Neil. Damn, damn, damn. So good times in Maude. She was good.
She
Esther Roll, she was 76.
One of the great TV moms.
And she passed away on this date in 98. Same day.
Goth Hits, double wide. 25 of his greatest hits.
We shall
on TCD.
Life is not tried, it is barely served.
17 number ones.
17 number one hits. Three new songs. And
the most exciting performances of his greatest hits.
And a verse of Thunder Rolls that I'd never heard before.
Yes.
The one that gets a little salty where there's actual some violence.
Right.
Remember that.
They took that
people
out.
Stunned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they kept it in the double live.
Ooh.
And controversial.
Cutting edge.
To say the least. Cutting edge with Garth Brooks. He sold a billion of those, I'm sure.
Right.
So that was this date, 1998. 2004, I'm sure you were a little teary-eyed. Maybe you were actually proud of your former employer, Kmart. Mm-hmm. Announced that it was buying Sears. Now, the funny thing is, I always thought it was the other way around. I thought Sears bought Kmart, but
right.
It was Kmart Corporation that bought Sears for $11 billion. Mm-hmm. The state, 2004, about 20 years ago, 19 to be exact. The reason is they named the company Sears Holdings Corporation.
Okay.
So that's why it's confusing.
That is confusing.
That you thought Sears bought Kmart. That's the same thing as Norwest buying Wells Fargo. Norwest Bank, based here in Minneapolis, bought Wells Fargo, but they took the Wells Fargo
name. Right.
So you got to keep history. You got to remember history.
And now there's no Kmart or Sears.
No.
So
no.
That was
no Kmarts anywhere.
That was ill-advised.
Are they all gone?
I think so.
All right. And then 2015.
Oxford Dictionary has released its word of the year, and it's not even a word, it's an emoji. Yes, it is the emoji that you will see very, very soon when
what
we post it. And it's known as the tears of joy emoji. There it is.
So an emoji was named as the word of the year as we continue the dumbing down of America. From the Oxford Dictionaries.
Wow.
What do I say about emojis, Neil?
Don't use them. I don't know.
I always say that we spent probably millions of years of human evolution learning how to write and read and make the transition from hieroglyphs and pictures on the walls of caves, and now we're going back to that.
Yeah.
That's called de-evolution, Neil, and I don't want any part of it.
We're going backwards.
All right. Birthdays today. Oh, we're going to do something new here on the Bob Almanac.
Okay.
I noted yesterday we had Jeff Dayton on.
Yes.
And he's great, but it went long. And then we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is where you hear the Bob Almanac.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDBG, Albert. KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Faribault. KLCI, Elk River. KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Bob FM.
All right, birthdays today. Martin Scorsese, 81. He's given us a lot of movies. Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, Cape Fear, Casino. Some of my favorites, really.
Some great movies.
He's 81 today.
Yeah.
Speaking of great.
Yeah.
From the Four Seasons, one of the founding members, he wrote a lot of their hits, too, and he was a keyboardist. It's usually the keyboardist that does a lot of the writing.
Yeah.
Because you get on the piano, and that's where a lot of these songs start.
Knock out a tune.
So Bob Gaudio of the Four Seasons.
Key guy, for sure.
Oh, he's key. He's 81 today. Lauren Hutton is 80.
You know why I love Pepsi Light? Lemon. Pepsi Light is the only soft drink. You put a little touch of lemon together with real cola taste.
Oh, that was good.
And that little lemony touch makes Pepsi Light.
Lauren Hutton likes a little lemony touch. So, Neil, if you were to go on a date with Lauren Hutton, you'd want to wear some lemon verbena. Just lather it on,
right.
And you'd have a chance with Lauren Hutton at 80.
I wouldn't say no, actually.
No, Lauren Hutton, American Gigolo, Paper Dolls, and there she is promoting Pepsi Light. Who forgets, who can remember Pepsi Light? That was different than Diet Pepsi.
Yes, I remember
it. It was in a blue can, and it had some lemon in it.
And I still use lemon in my soda to this day.
It is delicious. If you have lemon on hand,
right,
it's very wise. Louis De Palma.
My mother's that way. Cries every Christmas on account of my little brother Nicky never comes to see her. I'll give you the same advice I give my mom when she cries. I say, Ma, shut up.
Oh, he had a heart of gold, didn't he? Such a warm-hearted individual, Louis De Palma.
Very sympathetic.
Nobody could have played that role any better.
No.
And that's Danny DeVito. 79.
Now here it is, as you can see, verifiably, it is a check made out to you, the Beatles, for $3,000. All you have to do is sing three Beatle tunes. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's $1,000 right there. You know the words, it'll be easy. Like I said, this is made out, this check here is made out to the Beatles. You divide it any way you want. If you want to give Ringo less, that's up to you.
Michaels with a great pick. He's the guy who gave us Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And then he left and it was horrible and then he came back.
Yep. He was a genius.
He's 79 here today. Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
You got some nerve, Tony! You think you can come in here now and tell me what to do?
Get out of here.
You can't tell me what to do, Tony. No more. I am not a baby anymore. I'll do what I want to do. I'll see whoever I want to see.
Say hello to my little sister. That's basically what she played, Gina. Tony's little sister in Scarface.
Right.
And she is 65 today. Before drag queens were all the rage, there was RuPaul.
Ooh.
She was like the only one.
Right.
RuPaul, drag queen, really.
Now they have drag queen bingo.
Right. Certain point. They're everywhere now. RuPaul. 63 here today.
That girl is
and her name is Deacon. Neil, it's time to know your Belle Biv DeVoe.
Biv?
It's DeVoe.
Oh, it's DeVoe.
It's Ronald DeVoe. You know, they morphed out of the first, not the first edition, the new edition. They weren't singing
with Kenny
Reuben
Rogers,
James,
right?
Or just dropped in to see what condition.
Doesn't sound like Reuben James.
No. Ronald DeVoe, 56 on the list.
Oh, you're going to cover me.
Like white on rice.
All right, I like my odds here. I'm going to give you a little warning. I'm going downtown.
Hot route! Red seven!
Look for me in the end zone after this play. I'll be the guy holding the ball.
John!
What?
Red seven!
I don't know what red seven means.
He doesn't know what hot route is either. That's from Wedding Crashers.
It's excellent.
Have we ever found out what happened to Owen Wilson's nose?
Was something went haywire there. Yeah, it's out of whack.
It's a cartilage issue, yeah. I think. It's Rachel McAdams. Who, of course,
she was wonderful.
He was pursuing in that, and he got her.
And he fell for it. It took a while.
So, Rachel McAdams, 45. We played Know Your Belle Biv DeVoe. Now we got to know your Hansons.
Zach Taylor Isaac. Let's try Zach.
It's the oldest of the crew, Isaac Hansen.
That was my first thought, and then I didn't go. You always go with your first thought.
Zach's the youngest on the drums, does most of the singing.
Okay.
But Isaac Hansen, 43 now for the oldest of the Hansons. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Except my arm has really been bothering me.
Oh, no, Dad.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming a claw!
Oh, the claw.
Nothing can stop the claw!
The little kid from Liar Liar is 35. Can you believe that?
Yourself!
Give the car to Mom, Dad! Give the car to Mom!
Uh-oh. You found the claw's only weakness. Sub-zero temperatures!
Jim Carrey is great in that movie.
He was great.
Justin Cooper, the little boy.
Love that movie.
Stunning.
When he gets pulled over and he opens a glove box and all the tickets come out and he pours out everything that he's done wrong. It is very good. right, God.
No, wait a minute. From the band Perry.
Oh, okay. Look at who is. Oh, know your Perrys.
Right.
It's got to be the guy. Reed.
Yes, it is. Well, Neil, too. Don't forget Neil.
Yeah,
and he
I know
spells it right.
He does spell it right.
Kimberly's the lead singer.
Yeah.
And they're talented. I like her.
For sure.
Reed Perry, 35 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. Television producer, and for me, produced one of the greatest shows, if not the, you know it, as Gunsmoke. Also did Leave it to Beaver and many other, several other popular shows.
Did he produce Gunsmoke its entire run?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I didn't produce every show, but he was there for their glory years for sure. Well, they were all glory years for me. Harry Ackerman is the guy's name, and he was born on this day, 1912. Shelby Foote is an historian. If you watch the Ken Burns programs, the documentaries, what do we call those, miniseries, the Civil War, he was a key guy. I think he did some work in their baseball one, too. Shelby Foote, born on this day, 1960. He was McMillan to McMillan and wife and many other shows and movies, Rock Hudson.
You know, Susan St. James
yes.
played his wife, but he really had the hots for Nancy Walker, I think. After all, if you need a paper towel, she's always right there.
It's the TV theme time here from McMillan and wife. They were part of the Mystery Murder, Mystery
yes,
Movie,
yes.
Trilogy, or whatever it was. However many other shows there was in it. But every third week, it was McMillan and wife. 1925.
And they were solving mysteries, were they not?
They were
heart-to-heart before heart-to-heart.
Correct. Olympic Hall of Famer, one of the greatest athletes of our time, Bob Mathias, was born on this day in 1930. He was the youngest athlete to win gold in the decathlon back in 1948, and he did it again in 52. Tremendous. Bob Mathias, 1930. Peter Cook was an actor.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement.
He has problems with his R's. I'm not sure how he got through seminary school. As he was the efficient of the marriage in The Princess Bride.
Yes. Very good stuff there. Peter Cook, born on this day, 1937. Well, he really needs no introduction. From Canada, one of the greatest, Gordon Lightfoot.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight.
Thank you. Hey, have you ever heard lead singer from the Guess Who, Burton Cummings, do
yes.
his Gordon Lightfoot? Yes. He'll sing a different song as Gordon Lightfoot.
It's Carefree Highway.
One of his biggest there, Carefree Highway. He was born out of the city. We lost him not that long ago. Of course,
a month or two, maybe.
We featured him just last week with the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald anniversary. Gordon Lightfoot from Canada, singer-songwriter, born on this day. Who didn't have his double album, Gord's Gold?
If you didn't,
you're not even alive if
you didn't.
Good. 1938. Gene Clark was another fine singer. He was a co-founder of the Byrds. 1944.
You may have heard this earlier on the Bob Almanac, Out of Order.
Speaking of Chris Hillman,
right?
They must have worked together at some point there as the Byrds. Gene Clark here. He is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
He wrote that song, or was the lead writer on it.
Like it. And born on this day in 1944. She was the daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. and an activist in her own right. Yolanda King was born on this day in 1955, 16 months following her mother's death and just days after speaking on behalf of the American Stroke Association, she succumbed to a stroke, sadly.
And ironic.
And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
So is that ironic or is that a coincidence? I don't know. I'd have to look at the definitions, really.
Yeah.
Not smart enough, really, to know.
And no, my... My brain's tapped right now.
It is. It's fried. That means it's time to move on to a Bob-a-thon.
Sure, let's do that.
No repeat workday starts right now. You get started with Faith Hill, The Way You Love Me.
Uh-huh.
Lonely and Gone, Montgomery Gentry, mm-hmm. or Hurt Me Bad in a Real Good Way.
Mm-hmm. I am feeling somewhat like Patti Loveless should lead us.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.